Good morning. This is a special Mass for all of us here in St. John Baptist de La Salle, for we celebrate Catechetical Sunday. It is a time that we also commission and bless all our catechists, our teachers in our Catholic school and religious education. They are commissioned today. Catechetical means that we teach the faith, as the theme this year is prayer, the prayer that is our faith. So we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The grace and peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and Mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Catechetical Sunday has so much to say the faith that we already have received. Catechetical, the word, the adjective, comes from the word catechis, or catechetics, or religion. That would be the terminology that we have used. And yet, I said earlier, by virtue of our own baptism, we have received the faith. Each one of us who have been baptized have received the faith. And our gospel today talks about trustworthiness. It talks about how we have become administrators of God's gifts to all of us. And before we can even commission our catechists in religious education, our teachers in our Catholic school here in St. John Baptist de La Salle, and anyone in our ministries here in the parish who are involved in teaching, this is something that we all have to take into consideration, because it is said that every one of us, because of our baptism, we are all catechists. As parents, you teach your children. Am I right? I thought you were not here. That's why I came down. I may be short, but my voice is loud enough. Brothers and sisters, as we take into consideration this Sunday, where we are reminded of this, the theme of Catechetical Sunday this year is the prayer faith. What does prayer do to our spiritual life? And I wrote here some notes that I'd like to share with you. And I chose two saints that are able to share to us what prayer is all about. The first one is Saint Therese of Lisieux. And what does she says about prayer? He says, prayer is a simple look turned toward heaven. It is glancing towards heaven. Being able to say to yourself, Lord, I know you are there. That's a simple prayer. It is a cry of recognition and of love. Saint Therese of Lisieux. The other saint is Saint Francis de Sales. And she says, every one of us needs half an hour of prayer each day. Except when we are busy, then we need an hour. You know, brothers and sisters, if only prayer becomes a very important part of our lives, where we see that prayer is more than just Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be. Prayer is also reflecting upon the goodness of God in silence. When was the last time you spent a quality silence? That's what prayer is all about. That's why even at the Mass, you know the reason why people want to go back to the Latin Mass? Because we lost something very important in the Latin Mass, and that is the silence, which you should still have even in our English Mass. Silence is very important. And so, daily prayer, what does it do? It opens our minds and our hearts to a deeper relationship with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when we spend that silence, we need to be able to reflect upon the goodness of God. Daily prayer shines the light of the gospel in everything that we do. The more prayerful we are, the better we are able to serve one another. If you are a family man, if you are prayerful, the better you love your spouse, the better you love your children. If you are a child of the family, the better you are able not only to be obedient, but to be opening to mom and dad. When you are a teacher, if you are prayerful, you are able to see how great the wisdom of God is, that you are now able to share that with your students. If you are a catechist in our religious education, you are able to lead children, young adults, youth, even adults themselves, to where God is leading us. Where that call of holiness is calling each and every one of us. So today, my brothers and sisters, we have special people in our parish who have dedicated themselves. They dedicate their time, their talents, their love in order to serve and teach our children, our youth, our young adults, and even adults themselves. And these are the ones that we will be commissioning today. Commissioning our teachers, our catechists, so that then the Holy Spirit may continue to guide them, so that then we can become a more prayerful community. Am I right? Yes, because as we become more prayerful, the more we are able to see the goodness of God in each and every one of us. And so I'm not going to make it very suspenseful for all of you, but at this time I would like to call upon first our teachers in our Catholic school who are here with us. May I ask you to please stand. Our teachers in our religious education, our catechists, will you please stand? Those who are teaching us Bible study, will you please stand? Anyone in our ministries, and I hope that our media will also come out from their booth because they are also part of teaching us. Look at the camera. Don't look at me there, but look at what is the message there. Anyone else who is in charge of teaching the faith to everyone, will you please stand? Brothers and sisters, as you look around you, these are our catechists in our parish of St. John Baptist de La Salle. And before we commission them, we thank them for their dedication, for their love, for their skills, and for their devotion to bring the faith to everyone. Will you help me give a round of applause for these teachers and catechists? My friends, for the pastoral activity of the church, the cooperation of a great many people is needed so that communities as well as individuals may advance to full maturity in faith and continually show forth their faith to the celebration of the liturgy through study and to their manner of life. This cooperation is provided by those who devote themselves to catechesis, enlightened by God's word and the teaching of the church. Catechists impart to others an initiation or a deeper formation in those realities that they themselves have learned as truths to be followed in living and to be celebrated in liturgy. In this celebration, we will bless the name of the Lord for giving us such co-workers and pray that through the Holy Spirit, they will receive the grace they need in their service to the church. Let us pray. Graciously raise up, O Lord, those you renew with this sacrament, that we may and come to possess your redemption, both in mystery and in the manner of our life, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks.